Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. I'm alongside a special guest with me. He's been on this podcast before a couple of times. You know him. It's Sam. Please give a little introduction of yourself, Sam.
What's going on, guys? It's been a while. Me and Tyler have been good friends now, so we're excited to bring you this very special episode. If you want to see more of my content, I bring out a lot of draft and NFL content. My username is BigBlue26 on DiscussTheGame.com, so you can find me there. And I'm just excited to be working with you.
Well, thanks for coming on. We, like Sam said here, we are going to be doing some draft stuff here. It's going to be the first round of the NFL draft. We are doing a mock draft together. Also, some trades that could possibly be happening. Sam knows a lot about this, so let's jump right in. So at number one, we got the Jacksonville Jaguars selecting here. I am taking the odds here, and Sam will be taking the evens. At number one, this is kind of clear who is going to be number one. It is Trevor Lawrence, no doubt about it. He's an all-around skilled player. I think everything in his playbook right now is amazing. He's a great runner. As I've been watching more tape of him, he's been showing off his running ability and how good he is at juking out the defense. Amazing through the air. He's going to be one of those guys that you're going to be excited to watch going through the air, because in this league, those big plays are the ones you get excited about, and that's Trevor Lawrence right there for you. He is going number one at this pick. Sam, you got the Jets?
Yeah, so the Jets are on the clock. This has been an interesting topic for debate all offseason, despite the Jets general management trying to convince themselves and maybe the media trying to convince themselves a little bit that Sam Darnold is their future quarterback. I just think it makes too much sense for them to go and get their quarterback of the future, not have to worry about paying Sam Darnold or giving him a extension. So getting a cheaper quarterback on a rookie deal with probably high potential, that's going to be back here. And we're going to go with Zach Wilson out of BYU. I think he's the clear second-best quarterback in this draft. He has amazing arm talent. He can make throws inside, outside the pocket. You get to see those Patrick Mahomes type comparisons, and it's for a good reason. He has a way to just break outside the pocket and make plays when nothing's even there. So I think he's quarterback number two, and he will be going with the number two overall pick.
Okay, Zach Wilson going number two. Interesting pick. Surprised they're not trading back here. I honestly think they would. But at number three, we got the Miami Dolphins going here. Signed Will Fuller in the offseason. And I think here you can't pass up on this pick, because there's an offensive lineman who I think will be taken at number three now that Will Fuller is their second wide receiver. You could still see Jamar Chase or Devontae Smith here at number three. But I think with Penny Sewell still here, and most likely if they trade back, it's going to be past pick number five, who is owned by the Cincinnati Bengals. And I don't think you really want to pass up on a stud like Penny Sewell. I think this guy is going to be a generational offensive lineman. He's going to be a great addition, especially if they think that Tua is their quarterback right now, or Deshaun Watson, whoever they go after. Penny Sewell would be another good addition to this O-line. And they drafted two last year, so this is just another big addition to the O-line. I got Penny Sewell at number three.
All right, that is certainly a good pick. It'll be definitely interesting to see what the Dolphins do with that number three overall pick. It's definitely a potential trade back spot with a lot of quarterback needy teams. But now we are up at number four with the Atlanta Falcons. And this is going to be a controversial pick. You know, a lot of people are discussing options, whether they go Kyle Pitts, I've seen throw in there, a cornerback I've seen thrown in there. A little earlier in the draft season, we were seeing Micah Parsons, but I think the hype on him has really started to die down a little bit. But, you know, Arthur Smith, their new head coach out of Tennessee, was at this man's pro day, and so was their general manager. They were both at this guy's pro day. He's from a smaller college. They can coach him up with Matt Ryan still there for the next 1 to 2 years, even though Justin Fields is some people's quarterback two or three. I have Trey Lance as my quarterback three, and Trey Lance is the pick here for the Atlanta Falcons. He is going to be the future of their franchise.
Got an interesting pick here with Trey Lance. I totally agree with that. Trey Lance, he's been climbing up my big board since I last did it. He's definitely been climbing it up. And now we go to number five. This is the question mark here. Bengals, Penei Sewell is off the board. Do you trade back? I don't really think they're going to, but do you? You got to consider your options. You could get Rashawn Slater here at number five. You got to think of your options here. You got Rashawn Slater, Ja'Marr Chase, Kyle Pitts, Patrick Surtain. Who do you go with in this situation? I really think they'll go with someone besides an offensive tackle right now since Sewell is off the board. But it's really, I think of it, do you pass on Joe Burrow or do you go with Joe Burrow? And we saw Joe Burrow this year on the ground with his knee broken or whatever his injury was. So Rashawn Slater is going to be the guy going here. Sam is all excited, pumped up. Rashawn Slater, there's no way you pass on him, especially with Joe Burrow. You pick him number one, and if you pass on OT, you're passing on him. That's what I think.
Yes, as you mentioned, I was fired up about that pick. I think Rashawn Slater is the most NFL-ready offensive tackle in this draft class. And like you said, Tyler, Rashawn Slater, very, very solid offensive tackle, and you desperately need to protect Joe Burrow. With the number six overall here, it's an interesting one. All the offensive weapons or all the skill position players are still on the board, but you have a question mark at quarterback. You really do. Is Jalen Hurts the future of your franchise? A second round pick, do you give him that one more year where you're potentially putting yourself in danger at getting a lesser draft pick and not being able to take Spencer Rattler, Sam Howell? I think that the opportunity presents itself here. I think the opportunity is too good. So they are going to go with Justin Fields, quarterback out of Ohio State, to be their franchise quarterback, and they're just going to
roll
with it.
They also just signed Joe Flacco. But that doesn't dissuade your decision?
No, he's probably ready to go to a retirement home in a few years.
That is so true. Justin Fields going here at number six. Little surprised Ja'Marr Chase isn't going at this pick, but hey, Sam's got a mind that thinks differently than all of ours, and he's going with the surprising pick here. At number seven here, we got the Lions. Need at quarterback, I don't think it's that high. People are putting it too high that Jared Goff, they just traded for him. He's not NFL ready right now or blah, blah, blah. But, hey, you need other positions besides quarterback. It's not your number one need right now. And do you really give up on Jared Goff right away? I don't think so. Trey Lance is already off the board. Justin Fields is off the board. Those are the two players I'd really be looking at number seven. And I don't think you go Mac Jones here. I just don't think it. So here they are going to go with Ja'Marr Chase off coming here at number seven. I think he's one of the better wide receivers in this class. He is kind of tied with Jalen Waddle. And like Sam has told me, as we have been talking, that all these guys are all number one receivers, but they're like 1A, 1B, 1C. But Ja'Marr Chase here, I think, is going to be the first one off the board. I think another player is the best in this class, but Ja'Marr Chase looks more of a player that's going off the board first. So Lions, they get their receiver after Marvin Jones and Kenny Golladay both left them. So Ja'Marr Chase coming here at number seven.
Yeah, that makes sense because Ja'Marr Chase can be an immediate X replacing that Kenny Golladay role. And they desperately need wide receivers as they don't have much in that receiver room. Now we are up at number eight with the Panthers. And maybe some Panther fans at this point, oh man, we don't have a quarterback. Unfortunately, there is still a quarterback on the board. And it's Mac Jones. He just had his pro day. The Panthers front office was there was they also at the Senior Bowl were coaching him and got to interview him multiple times. Mac Jones is going to be the pick here. I've taken nothing but quarterback so far. Mac Jones is coming off the board at number 8 to the Panthers.
I like it. I like it. You just explain the reason why I like it. Mac Jones, Matt Rhule. Well, I guess they are a perfect fit since they already were at the pro day. Also, Mac Jones at his pro day, a lot of people thought he would be slower than his time was, but he impressed. So Mac Jones, and he was slinging bombs right off the bat. He was throwing deep ones. So Mac Jones at number 8. At number 9, we go with the Broncos. The question here is, do you pick another tight end? Noah Fant's still there, but you got to really question, do you go with the weapon here, Kyle Pitts? You can't call him a tight end. You have to call him a weapon because, well, he's both a wide receiver and tight end. But we're going to go with a different route. We're looking at Micah Parsons and Caleb Fairley. I don't think Patrick Surtain comes off the board here. I'm going to go with Caleb Fairley. I like this pick a ton. They got a couple of cornerbacks, and some people might say with Kyle Fuller there, they might not go with a corner. But I think, really, Kyle Fuller, he only signed a one-year deal with the Broncos. That's not enough. And if you can get a guy like Caleb Fairley here at number 9, who is going to be on a 4-year deal, most likely on his rookie deal, then that's a steal. Caleb Fairley, he's going to be the next corner here.
Yeah, Farley, certainly a good pick for the Broncos, especially with Fuller being on the 1-year deal. He fits their scheme perfectly on the defensive side of the ball. And he's my clear-cut cornerback 1. So good pick, good value. Now we're up with the Cowboys, and they really just need to address defense, whether it be interior defensive line on the edge, opposite side of their pass rushers there, or cornerback or safety. And I just don't think that there's a defensive lineman worth taking in the top 10, maybe even the top 15. I know some people might have different opinion than that, but we are going to go with Patrick Surtain. Maybe a little bit of the reach with concern of his speed, but he ran good at his pro day. I think he ran mid 4.4s, 4.5. So it's even though that's a question mark, I think he's the pick here.
Okay, that leaves us to, well, the Giants. And here at the Giants pick, I'm a Washington fan, so obviously I don't want to make a stupid pick just because I don't like the Giants. But let's see. We got some options for the Giants here. We got Michael Parsons still available. They could go corner with J.C. Horn still on the board. We still got Kyle Pitts, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith still on the board. I know Giants fans are excited for that Waddle, Waddle, Waddle. So I think I'm just going to go with Waddle, Waddle, Waddle here because, well, there's not really, like Sam said, I think this is too early for J.C. Horn. Micah Parsons has been falling. I did have him in a fun mock draft that I did at number 11. But, well, Giants fans turned me down on that. So we're going to go with Jalen Waddle. Seems like the clear guy for the Giants. Giants fans excited about that. Jalen Waddle, honestly, he is a great player. Perfect body size for NFL wide receiver. Isn't like Devontae Smith, who's a skinnier type, who may be a different type of player than Jalen Waddle. And I think Jalen Waddle could do a ton here in New York.
Yeah, I think it's a great pick. Waddle's my draft crush. I'd love for him to make it to New York spot as they're my favorite team. He just has perfect size and speed down the field. And he's a dynamic playmaker that could really be utilized in offense. But now we're up at the 49ers, and this is an interesting spot. Usually, this is a Rashawn Slater spot, a backup plan in case they can't re-sign Mike McGlinchey, and he can immediately start in that interior. But with two offensive tackles going in the top 5, I don't think there's one worth it here for the 49ers. Then you look to quarterback with Jimmy Garoppolo, and the top 5 quarterbacks are off the board. This is way, way, way too early for any quarterback consideration. And so I think in this situation, if you're 49ers, you just have to go best player available. I know they need cornerback, but I think this is really a bit too early for J.C. Horn. They're going to go get a playmaker in their offense, and they're going to go with Kyle Pitts. Say what you want about them already having George Kittle, but I know Shanahan can utilize a two tight end set, and Pitts is much, much more than a blocking tight end. So I think this is going to be a great pick for the 49ers.
You saved yourself, Ron. He's more than a walking tight end. That just saved you because I was going to complain about that pick. But knowing that he's also a wide receiver, it makes up for it. I was expecting more of a Devontae Smith going at this spot or J.C. Horn just because Richard Sherman is probably going to retire and or either go to a different team. And then Devontae Smith, he's still on the board. Next, we got the Chargers at number 13. Looking here on the board, we got Christian Darrisaw out of Virginia Tech, my Hokies. He is still on the board. You can also look to some other positions, maybe Micah Parsons, but you still go with an O-lineman. They got Corey Lindsey as their center to finish it off for Justin Herbert, make him feel at home. Christian Darrisaw is going here and pick number 13.
Yep. For all the reasons you just mentioned, it's a perfect pick, perfect fit. So he's going to be their franchise left tackle. Now we're up with the Vikings. I know this is a controversial pick for a few reasons. I'm not sure what to do here. Is there any team that would like to trade up, per se, maybe the Patriots, maybe the Titans? No, I actually control the Titans, that are willing to make a move over Devonta Smith.
I don't think the Patriots would go after Devontae Smith. Maybe the Dolphins at number, they're at number 18. Nope, that's controlled by you. But there's not really any teams that I think would really want to trade up at this point in the draft without giving up a ton. So I think the Vikings are left on their own.
The Vikings are left on their own. So, you know what? It's a big need. That we're in between a few players. It might be a reach. Just, I don't want to think about it too much. Elijah Vera Tucker is going to be the pick here.
Not bad.
They need interior line very badly. And so that's going to be the pick.
Okay. Not bad. I've seen Elijah Vera Tucker go earlier, so I'm just saying. At number 15, we are stuck with the Patriots, and guess what? They didn't have to trade to get their man. They are selecting Devontae Smith since he's still here. You just take him because he's still here. He's the best player probably available at this point. There's no sense. I mean, there is some sense of picking Micah Parsons here at number 15. Linebackers could use a boost, or the defense technically could use a boost. But Devontae Smith is still here. You have no solid one receiver. Julian Edelman, he doesn't really have a lot of years left in him. And I think he's probably going to get cut or traded somewhere. N'Keal Harry, there's no way that he stays on the roster this season. And then they signed Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar for too much. But adding a rookie into the system, Cam Newton, they want him to have weapons. Here's some more weapons. Devontae Smith, great player on this offense. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I know some listeners may be upset or confused on why we have Devonta Smith falling a little bit. And, you know, like we said, he's a great separator. He just won the Heisman Trophy. But if Jalen Waddle doesn't get hurt, I don't think he wins the Heisman. Waddle outperformed him pretty much. And his size really does hold him back. But now we're up with the Cardinals, an interesting spot. If you're a Cross fan that wants a running back here, I don't have much to tell you. I don't like running backs going in the first round, although I'm sure Tyler will make it happen some way this podcast. We're just going to go with the classic mock draft pick here. We're going to go J.C. Horn. They need a cornerback on the opposite side of Byron Murphy very badly. Patrick Peterson just went to the Vikings, so it's a good fit and a pretty solid pick for them.
Okay, next we got the Raiders at this pick. This one I am sold is going to happen. This guy is named Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. This guy, oh, Sam is heated up about this one in a good way. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, there's no way you pass on him. Who, please name any good linebacker on the Raiders. All I hear is crickets. Okay, so you got to go with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Great player. He's the leader of the Notre Dame defense. Great play reader. And one of my favorite plays of him this season was ripping the ball out of Travis Etienne's hands. They called it an interception, but really was it? It was more of let me get the ball and take it to the end zone type of player. He's a strong player. He can make plays. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, he's going at number 17.
Yeah, and you heard I was fired up about that one. I thought you might go in a different direction for linebacker there, maybe a Micah Parsons. But I love the Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah fit there. They need an overhang safety and a linebacker. He could be both for them. He could be their Isaiah Simmons, and he's going to fit so good in that John Gruden defense. Now we're up here with the Dolphins. They went with Penei Sewell earlier in the draft. A few positions of need, although – they did good in free agency this year. They still could use an edge rusher. We're not going to go in here. They could also use a linebacker or a wide receiver. You know, I'm just going to dig with the Parsons fall because I kind of like it. Maybe he goes with the next pick here. You never know. But we're going to go with the most technically refined edge rusher in this draft and give them Kwity Paye to help him out.
Kwity Paye, surprisingly still on the board. I believe, yep, he is an edge. Next, you put me on the spot here because it's Washington, my favorite team. This one's an interesting one. Washington didn't really go the – they did go quarterback position in free agency with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but we all know he's also in the retirement center with Joe Flacco in a couple of years. But here you got some options. You got Micah Parsons still available. Linebacker is a huge need. Nick Bolton is another one. I'm not going Nick Bolton. I think this is too early. Then running back, you got Najee Harris. This guy, I gained a lot of respect for him after he drove 9 hours to the pro day. I know Sam also has respect for Najee Harris. And Travis Etienne, another one. But then you also got to look at O-line still available. You got Trevin Jenkins here, Samuel Cosmi, Jalen Mayfield, Liam Enchingbird, and Dylan Randuz. But you know what? You put me on the spot with Micah Parsons. We're going Micah Parsons here. It's just linebackers too big of a need, and there's not really any O-linemen that I would take at number 19. This would be a trade-down spot, but I don't think Washington – I don't think they're that type of team that trades down, so – Michael Parsons, congrats. You're now a Washington football team player.
Yeah, and I think that's a good pick. I think you might consider Samuel Cosmi here. He did have a baller of a pro day. I don't think you give up on Antonio Gibson after being so good last year.
You got no running back too.
I mean, you have a lot of depth. You got J.D. McKissick. Hey. But I don't think you spend a first round pick going on a running back two. You can get that in round 4 or 5, in my opinion. This is a deep running back class with the Bears here at number 20. No quarterback worth taking. Maybe you look at Rashad Bateman, but it looks like Allen Robinson is staying for at least another year.
Maybe a team would be interested in trading all the way up to 20.
Like who?
Maybe the Jags take their pick from the Rams and try to trade up and get a stud.
So what are we thinking?
Are you thinking trade?
I'd like to see what the offer is, but I do have a player in mind that I'd like to pick.
You do?
Yes.
Well, it looks like the Jaguars are actually just going to relax here for now because, well, there's no one too much they would want, but we'll see who the pick is at number 20.
Yeah, so as I was saying, maybe you go cornerback here by releasing Kyle Fuller, but not really a cornerback worth a top 20 pick here, in my opinion. We're going to go offensive line, and we're going to go someone who fits into their system very, very well. They are a heavy, downhill blocking team, and they need a right tackle. This guy just fits the bill. We're going Tevin Jenkins out of Oklahoma State. Big, cool, nasty guy. And he's going to really improve their offensive line.
That's who the Jaguars were going to trade up to get. But here at number 21, would any of your picks like to make a move here in the draft? Because the Colts are open for offers.
No, I'm good where I am. I think that I will leave this in your hands. The Colts really need a left tackle, so I will allow you to take that left tackle.
You know what? We're not going left tackle here. We are not going left tackle. We're going to go with Senor Azeez Ojulari here from Georgia. Great edge, amazing player, gets to the quarterback, tough. He is a run stopper, just like every other D lineman in this draft. But Azeez Ojulari, I like this guy a ton. He's going number 21 here with the Colts. Since nobody wanted to trade up, they had to take Azeez Ojulari.
I disagree with the pick, honestly. I think this is an easy Sam Cosmi fit.
No. We're going to Azeez Ojulari, and that's how we're liking it.
All right. It's a big need after Costanzo retires. But now we're up with number 22 with the Titans.
But Carson Wentz can protect himself.
Yeah, we've seen how that worked out in Philly. So maybe cornerback here for the Titans after surprisingly releasing Adoree Jackson. But there's a guy who's fell way too far in this draft, and he's a dynamic playmaker that can easily take over Corey Davis' spot. We're going Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota.
Amazing pick, Rashad Bateman. One of my favorite receivers in this draft, maybe even my favorite player in the draft. I don't know why. But Rashad Bateman, he is here at number 22. And then we go to the Jets. The Jets are interested in hearing offers if anybody is interested.
Let's see. I mean, I think we're pretty good where we are, honestly.
Okay. If they're good, we're going to go with the Jets, I believe, didn't sign a running back, meaning that gives us a running back, meaning that Sam told you guys that Tyler is going to figure out a way to get a running back in here. And I'm going to say Sam was right because we're going Najee Harris. Boom. Zach Wilson needs a running back. Boom. Got Najee Harris. Boom. Najee Harris. Boom. Going to the Jets. Boom. They got their running back.
Yeah, they did. Maybe they could have gotten him at 34, but I mean, at least he took the right running back. Najee Harris is the best running back in this class.
I bet you somehow I'm going to fit Travis Etienne in here.
You probably will, and that will disappoint me. But I just don't see how you can pass up a cornerback here if you're the Jets. I know it might be a bit of a stretch, but I just think that you can't go into next season with Bless Austin, number one cornerback. So the Steelers are here. They need cornerback, but they also really badly need offensive line. And although Jalen Mayfield is a perfect fit in their system, we're going to go Samuel Cosmi. I think he has made himself a lock for the first round with his pro day, and not many people have seen it, but he ranked in the 90th percentile in almost every single drill. So I think he's made himself a lock, and I think he's going to be protecting Roethlisberger or Haskins or whoever their franchise quarterback is going forward.
Hopefully it's not Haskins. I'm just telling you this. Hopefully it's not Haskins. Okay, at number 25, we're just going to check one last time. Nobody wants to trade up.
Actually, the Ravens would be looking to move up to spot.
Give me the offer.
Oh, actually, you can go Ravens. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna do that. Actually, yeah. No one's trading up here.
Okay, once I get to my Ravens pick, I would actually like the Ravens to move back because I feel like that's just a Raven thing to do. move back. I mean, Lamar Jackson, they moved back. Marquise Brown, they moved back. Maybe it's time to move back for the Ravens. But we're at the Jaguars pick right now. I'm going to go with Trevon Mooring from TCU. Somehow I've seen Mel Kiper pick him really early, like really early. Trevon Mooring, I think he is the best safety in this class out of TCU. He's like a ball hawk, watches everything, and also is there on not every play, but is there to get the tackle. He's definitely and is really good in zone too. He can play anything right now. I think Trevon Mooring, you got no safeties. Their best safety is that's who their best safety is. Trevon Mooring, here you go. Going to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I like the pick. Merrick, he's a versatile guy, can play in the box, can play deep safety. He's my number one safety as well. A little sneak peek into my article coming out on Thursday. I don't know which day you guys are listening to this on. But we are up with the Cleveland Browns here. And I think defensive line is very clearly their biggest need, whether it be IDL or edge. And there is an edge that is sticking out to me. There's a Miami Hurricane edge that is sticking out to me. But it's not the one that you guys were expecting. We're going to draft Jalen Phillips
out of Miami. That's actually who I was thinking. That's why I was going, come on, man.
No, we are not going to go Gregory Rousseau. We're going to give Myles Garrett a 5-star recruit to play alongside of. Jalen Phillips has the best traits in this class. He has the best upside in this class. And somehow, some people don't even have him in their top 2 or 3 edges. It doesn't make sense to me. He's right behind Kwity Paye, in my opinion. The only reason that Paye is there for me is because he's a little bit better technically, and he doesn't have the injury history. But I think this is a really, really solid pick for the Browns, and it leaves the Ravens kind of screwed as they left Yannick Ngakoue and Matt Judon in free agency.
Okay, now, please tell me you have a trade.
No, I'm going to let you pick your edge right now.
Not even the Bills or Bucks, they don't want to trade up, or the Saints?
Like I said, you got a big problem there at over at edge.
Can I make a trade with myself?
No, I'm good.
I can't make a trade with myself?
Yeah, it's tough.
Okay, since we're stuck with the Ravens at 27, which is not a Ravenly thing to do, they didn't pick up a wide receiver this year. And there's a guy I'm really looking at, one of the most shiftiest players, feels like he's dancing out there every single time. Guy went to the University of Florida. This guy's first name is Kadarius. And, well, he just breaks tackles. And also is a screen pass guy, just like every other college wide receiver. His name is Kadarius Toney. We're forgetting about Matthew Judon and Yannick Ngakoue. We're going with Kadarius Toney as the first pick for the Ravens in this year's draft. Woo!
Yeah, Toney will definitely help them out. Shifty player in that shifty offense. I'm not sure how good he is as a complete wide receiver. Shown some drops at the Senior Bowl, but nonetheless, a very, very good weapon.
Honestly, in the first 2 days when it was just the one-on-one Senior Bowl, he actually kind of impressed me. I felt like he was doing the best in his area at first.
Yeah. He's definitely a very solid wide receiver. He's my wide receiver 5. We drafted him as wide receiver 5, so good value, but I may have gone edge with that pick for the Saints now.
Well, good thing I have the odds.
Yes, yeah, very good thing for the Saints. They lost Trey Hendrickson in free agency. They're probably going to lose Ryan Ramczyk and Lattimore, depending on, I don't know, their magic that they somehow.
They're already down. They only have $1 million left in cap space, which is crazy. They started at like 120.
Yeah, they worked some magic this offseason, I'm sure. Despite Eric Stokes being the cornerback that I would look here, he's my cornerback 4. I think they're going to go Greg Newsom. He really fits their zone heavy scheme. He can also play good man. The Saints don't play a lot of press, and he's not very good at press. I think he fits the system too well. And I do think there will be more than three cornerbacks taken in round one. There are just so many cornerback-needy teams. And there's a cornerback-needy team coming up right here with the Packers. So we'll see what they do.
First off, I don't really think Greg Newsom will be going to the Saints, honestly. I think they'll go with someone else. I can't tell you who right off the bat, since I'm not in the spot of picking him right now. But I don't think Greg Newsom is your number one pick right here. I think they go with someone else. I don't know who to tell you off the bat, but they go with someone else, I think. And then at number 29, we're stuck because the Packers, Aaron Rodgers is saying, I'm in win now mode. Now give me an offense. But then you also got to shift to the defense that is questionable because you got corners that could use some help, maybe some linebackers in the D-line. But I think, nah, we're not breaking this. No first round pick wide receivers forever. You know what? We're going to go with Gregory Rousseau. We're not going with Terrence Marshall, who's still on the board. We're not going with no corner like Eric Stokes. We're going with a guy named Gregory Rousseau. The edge, they were really going after J.J. Watt this offseason, and that just shows you how desperate they either were for J.J. Watt or how desperate they were for an edge. So Gregory Rousseau, he's going to the Packers. And if they wanted to pay J.J. Watt that much money, this is basically cut that in, like, I don't know, more than half.
Yeah, so I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant here. I know you've had Gregory Rousseau mocked to the Packers a lot recently. Mm-hmm. But look, the Packers are in win-now mode. Aaron Rodgers is not getting younger. They are.
That's definitely one thing he's not getting.
Yes. At least he shouldn't be. The Packers here, they need to get a refined player that can make an immediate impact. They just lost Rick Wagner, so right tackle wouldn't have even been a bad pick. They could have gotten themselves a weapon. They could have got someone other than Kevin King to be the cornerback too. If they take a developmental raw edge rusher that isn't going to make an impact on day one, I don't like the pick.
Well, luckily, Aaron Rodgers still has 2-3 more years.
And I'm not sure if he can develop in 2 or 3 more years.
I think so. I mean, so, if you're playing in a Packer system, then yes, you can.
I guess we'll see about that. You were reluctant to take Eric Stokes for them, so I will take Eric Stokes for the Bills. 5 cornerbacks in the first round. They need someone opposite of the corners over there. So, Tre'Davious White. Sorry, I blanked on the name for a second. Stokes around 4-2-5. At his pro day, and I think he's a perfect fit.
Next, we got the Chiefs coming down to the home stretch. We got 2 more picks. Chiefs here, O-line is biggest need, but really, is it? I mean, Mitchell Schwartz is gone, but you replace him with a better guy in Joe Thuney. Eric Fisher is gone. Well, do you really need to replace him, or do you go defense? Let's see. We're going to go to this fabulous thing called the cornerback position. We're going to look at who's here that's worth taking in the first round. Okay, nobody. Then we go over to another position. We're going with linebacker. We're looking at Xavien Collins or Nick Bolton. But then we also look at Liam Enchingbird or Jalen Mayfield. And I think, well, I'm getting a thumbs up here by Sam telling me, good job, O-line. And I think here, O-line is the number one position. You can't really go away from that. I honestly think they might go Xavien Collins or Nick Bolton here. And there's no cornerbacks available here. And Jalen Mayfield will go with him. O-line. Well, that's it. Now end us the draft on a good note, Sam. We're going running back, right?
Yeah, no. But Jalen Mayfield, I may have up to Liam Eichenberg, maybe a more technically fine tackle as of right now, but Mayfield still gives a position of need, and you actually made a little mistake. Joe Thuney's going there to play guard opposite of Lauren Tardif there, So they actually do need a tackle very badly. They don't have a starting tackle.
Well, I got him one. Boom.
You know, there's a lot of places that the Bucks could go with this pick. They just re-signed Ngamo Kansu. They got Chris Godwin. They got everyone back. So this is really best player available. And who's that going to be?
Travis Etienne.
I'm really not sure about that yet. I think that they go with their Sue replacement. It's not a sexy pick, but we're going to close it off with Christian Barmore out of Alabama.
How do you have Barmore as... Actually, I can see it, but... So we're ending it off with Barmore.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Well, no picks, even though we said there was going to... Or no trades, excuse me. Even though we said there was going to be some trades, but Sam just didn't feel like giving the Ravens any players, and I didn't feel like the Jaguars need to trade up to 20. So if you watched the whole episode, well, thank you very much. You can check Sam out at discussthegame.com. His thing is BigBlue26. He writes a lot of content on the draft, so he's very knowledgeable at that. And also a lot of other sports he very much knows a ton of stuff about. So make sure to go check him out. Also check out finsportsfin.com and the NFL free agency tracker. I just updated it, so it should have all the biggest recent signings. So make sure to go check that out. Thank you so much, Sam, for coming on. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.